What's good, everybody? It's the conductor of the train, your boy DJ SJ614.
What's going on, y'all? It's your girl Monet Crystal, your season 7 guest host.
And we are the New York Dolls. Welcome to season 7. Let's get lucky. We're going to hop on this train and transfer right on over to our first segment, which is the Daily Dose. Let's all right. Go. This is where we say what we got to say. We take y'all through our day, our week, our month, whatever is on our spirit right now. That's what we share. So, Mo, man,
yes.
Tell me your Daily Dose. What's the tea? What's going on?
Ooh, chow. So, I will have to say that, hold on, chow. Wait a minute. Let me get my life together. This is what happens when you're not in order.
Come on.
This is when you're not in order. Get yourself together. All right. So, I got a couple of things on my list.
Yes.
I'm going to categorize them. So, it's fitness,
mm-hmm.
focus/balance,
okay.
and open to love.
Okay.
So, as far as fitness,
mm-hmm.
chow, I need to unpick this bag.
Come on.
Okay.
Come on.
Like, I fully plan to make working out a lifestyle.
I love that.
I've been eating vegan for the past, like, 3 weeks.
Okay, come on.
It's been a struggle, but I definitely feel the difference. Like,
don't you feel lighter?
I do. I really do. And, like, my full isn't, like, stuffed.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we're going to dive into
this.
Yes.
So I'm definitely, I'm enjoying, like, my start. I'm going to start, like, looking at really cute workout clothes and
love
stuff
it.
Like that to get myself amped up to yep. be able to go.
Got
to
put yourself in the mood.
So focus, balance.
Okay.
I could definitely focus more on my personal projects.
Mm.
And I really struggle with balance and work and then hustle, which is like gigging and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And with my dreams or my calling, if you will. And I'm really having like a difficult time because, child, I need money.
Hello.
Okay. The Bible Hello. Says money answers all things. Okay. And I need it.
Come on.
So I'm struggling with that, but I'm really gonna start centering myself and asking God to give me strategy.
Mm.
That's a big thing for me. And as far as me being open to love, somewhat,
mm-hmm.
right?
Somewhat.
I definitely took out time to work on me,
mm-hmm.
Love me,
period.
Learn what I like, don't like, and baby, what I'm willing to deal with and what I'm just not having.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
I'm not all the way ready, but I'm open because
okay.
I'm not play with the people that pick me.
Come on, come
okay?
on.
Okay, I'm not playing with nobody's son.
Come on.
All right, you either come in correct or you're not coming at all. You word?
A word.
And that is what I got going on.
I love that.
Now,
all right, come on.
Thank you. What?
For me, much like you, I've been on a journey when it comes to just like reevaluating my relationship with food. For those of you that may or may not know, I am pescatarian. I've been pescatarian since 2017. But you know how like you got to turn in your annual physical.
Right.
For, you know, like AFC. So when I went to go talk to my doctor. When I went to go do my physical this time around and I spoke to my doctor, you know, I spoke about this a little bit on the last episode, but my doctor basically told me that I was fat and had high blood pressure. So I was like, oh, wow. I was like, this is a lot of news to receive
right.
all at once.
Exactly.
Because, you know, normally I'm in and out. This time it was, let me hook you up to the EKG. Let me, you know,
right.
it was a whole drama. So I instantly started to just, like, revamp my life, you know, right then and there. And I had to, you know, realize that last year, acclimating into my new role at work opened me up to a year of yes when it came to food. I began to eat within my dietary restrictions. I began to eat what I want when I wanted to. And, you know, aside from that, all my life always had these just rules built in for myself, you know, like no eating after this time and, you know, this, that, and the third, yada, yada. But all of that just went out the window. And I was like, when I want to eat, I'm going to eat. And that's what I gave all year long. And now we're here. So my last week has been about, you know, reintroducing myself to some of the rules. So, you know, it's like no eating after 8 and staying away from that and staying away from that. And I felt amazing. I felt amazing. I feel like I'm learning myself again. I'm learning when I'm actually hungry and need to eat versus when I'm just bored and want to snack on things.
Right.
So that's just been fantastic. I need to play some brain games because I lost my car the other night. I was not drinking. I was not drugged up. I was not anything. I was completely sober. I had a long day. I had parked my car near a train station and dropped it off. And child, when I got back to that train station at the end of my day around 1 a.m., I could not find that thing for the longest. I was literally out there searching for like 30 minutes. I even called my mother, which is how you know I was like at the end of my wits, because I was like, yeah, you might have to come and pick me up because I don't know.
Did you know that you're listening to a show on CDN?
CDN, or the Carbon Dioxide Network, is a multimedia nexus delivering content underneath the umbrellas of
current events,
Black and Afro-Latinx culture,
spirituality and motivation,
New York City lifestyle,
storytelling,
movie reviews,
arts and entertainment,
and more. If you have any digital content,
like a podcast, blog, web, or photo series,
that might need a home, look no further.
Here at CDN, we encourage you to get that shit out.
That car. And it was when I lost all hope and gave up that I started to just walk home, and I found it randomly on the side of a block, and I was like, damn, this is not good.
Oh my God.
I was like, this is not good. I want to shout out my bro Mingo, Matt, because Matt took me on a very bougie bro day, and we went to some Japanese restaurant in Greenpoint. And it was just so dope. It was so cute. It was so fetch. And it was, you know, his way of, it was his way of showing his appreciation for me. And I thought that that was just like really, really dope of him to do. And I loved it. I loved it. And it was just a really cute spot. Also, just shout out to my other homie, Noel. His birthday passed recently, and we, you know, celebrated that. I had some fire lobster miso soup when we went out, and I was just like super cute. Mm-hmm. Later,
without
you, I know we have to. I'm just stating the reality of what happened.
Disgusting.
Later on that night, I proceeded to take shrooms, and I ended up finding Cats the Musical on Netflix. And baby, when I tell you I had a motherfucking time on that evening, because once the shroom set in, you already know my room. My room is a vibe, so... The lights, you know, the lasers and the lights came on.
It was ready.
And the fog started to roll through, and the Cat's opening came. And baby, it gave very much, you are on, this is your moment. And I got lost in that marvelous world of Cats. It was every fucking thing. Also on that note, I've been into like mad gay ass love movies lately.
Oh my
gosh. I finally saw Call Me By Your Name, which was so beautiful. Has Timothy Chalamet in there.
I've never seen
it. It's really good, and it's leaving Netflix in like a couple of days, so I decided to dive in. Such a beautiful story. And I also watched this movie called Nuovo Olimpo. And that's the other thing too. These have been like foreign movies. Like a third of Call Me By Your Name is in Italian, and then like the other third of it is kind of in French, and then the other third is in English. But it's just been cute. It's been cute. I also recently got into a show, so I start rehearsals for that tomorrow.
Oh.
So that's going to be fun. And yeah, that's my daily dose.
I love that.
Thank you. Thank you. So we're going to hop on over into today's dose. All right. This is where we get into our sizzling topics. All right. Our sizzling hot topics that's going on in current media. Is the tea really hot or not?
Oh, baby, it's hot.
What's going on?
It is hot. So first of all, have y'all seen? Okay, wait. Let me start from the top.
Period.
Because I was getting ready to dive all the way in because it's too hot. Yeah. Okay. All right. How do y'all feel about the Common and Jennifer, like, relationship? Like, how are you feeling about that?
So is that a thing? It's real?
I believe so.
Or is he just alluding and adhering?
No, because then the girls followed up behind and was like, oh, you know, all of the things that you were saying about Jennifer, like, Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Whoopi Goldberg, you know, it sounds like you were describing her. Right. So, you know, which one were you talking about? Were you talking about Jennifer or were you talking about Whoopi?
So what's hysterical is that I know Whoopi kind of like commented, right? And was like, basically it was like, she don't want no smoke with Jennifer, right?
Right.
And what's funny to me is I feel like Jennifer hasn't really clarified because I feel like she don't want no smoke with Tiffany because, you know, that was her old man. So I don't know. I don't know what is given, but whatever is given, that would be it. I'm here for that storyline. It looks cute.
No, what is giving is Tiffany is a big mad.
Uh-oh.
When I tell you she is big mad, going, having interviews, talking about what she said, Jennifer stole Common.
Oh, she said that?
Yes, she did.
Oh, that's funny.
Yes, she did. She said that Jennifer stole Common and that and she's being really shady about Common, like making little comments like, oh, he did that for her. Well, you know, he never did that for me.
That's hysterical because I saw and knew none of this, but I just felt in my spirit, because, you know, I'm connected to that plane. Mm-hmm. I just felt in my spirit that Tiffany was not a fan of this rumor. So that's.
She is really not a fan. She's not a fan. Here for it.
Wow.
So then I had to do some research because I was like, wait a minute. Let me see. Let me see what's going on. Let me see this interview.
Hello.
And I wanted to see both of their takes on why the relationship ended between Tiffany Haddish and Common. So Common did an interview and he said that the reason why they broke up was because, you know, they both have busy schedules and what was the other thing? And that they didn't get a chance to allow their love to grow. So that's what Common said. Now, as far as Tiffany said that he had withdrawn himself prior to them splitting. So he was already like done with the relationship. So which one is it?
Yeah. That's, I don't know. But you know, I'm not gonna front, even though I was very happy about what they had going on, it did seem odd. So I think things just played out the way that they were supposed to, obviously. And I hope that, you know, him and Jennifer just thrive. You know, I feel like it's a what I really want to say is I feel like it's a classy upgrade, but that is not to say that Tiffany is not classy, because I don't believe that. I just think that
it's better Jennifer, fit. It's a better fit.
Yeah.
It's a better fit.
Yeah, it's a better fit. It's a better fit.
Listen, comment in the comment section about how y'all feel about that. Because
Wow.
Okay.
Very much wow. Okay. All right. I love it. So I want to talk about a couple of things. I got a couple of things on my plate for today's dose. First and foremost, Kevin Hart was potentially being tapped to do another award show. And basically, he was like, absolutely not. He was like, those gigs aren't good gigs for comics. Those just aren't comedy-friendly environments anymore. And I 1,000% agree. I don't know where the trend started for getting comedians to host award shows. I mean, maybe because back in the day they were like allowed to really do their jokes, their actual jokes, and let shit fly and get away with it. But I really feel like in today's atmosphere with, you know, the sensitivity at an all-time high and, you know, people getting the shit slapped out of them for saying certain things, that comedians just really don't thrive as award show hosts anymore. How do you feel about that?
I just, okay.
Yeah.
So the problem is when people get personal, like, okay, you guys are all in the same circle. There's certain information that you may be privy to that maybe got leaked out, but you saying something about it kind of confirms it. Like, it's messy. It is.
It's messy.
And my thing is that it doesn't have to be, because if you think about the award shows, they were doing stupid stuff. Monique went and learned how to do a whole dance.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, and that was monumental because it was an expression of, well, it doesn't matter if you're this or if you're this, you can do whatever it is that you want to do. It's about right. What you make it and how you are, what you're doing with the opportunity of the platform that you're being given. And that's the problem. Chris Rock knew he had no business talking about Jada, mm-hmm. talking about G.I., she looked like G.I. Joe, mm-hmm. Jane. Or something like that. You knew that was wrong.
And you know what? I feel like a lot of these people are like very old school, where like, you know, you do kind of, because like you said, right, they run in the same circles.
Right.
So there is that culture of like, yeah, you kind of do like clown on your friends and you da da da, right? But on a public stage like that, it does get offensive, you know, like people are just like offended by things nowadays. So yeah, I just think in general, you know, like comedians in award shows, I'm interested in a culture where they start to tap other artists to host, if that makes sense. Because, and I don't know what that looks like, but I just feel like it's not the comedian specific route anymore.
You know, I can't really say that I feel like it's not their route. Like I said, it's about what you want to portray.
Yeah.
Who you are. If you're messy Kevin Hart, you know that you know too much information. Maybe that was for him, you know what? No, this is not safe because I'm an honest comedian, uh-huh. and I only, my jokes are only is based on truth.
Mm-hmm.
So no, it's not safe for me. But somebody like a Queen Latifah, who is funny.
Yeah, okay. And you know I love the Queen. Look, Queen Latifah is my girl. But I don't know. It's just, it's very tricky. I don't know. Because I feel like, ooh, I love me some Queen Latifah. I feel like, because she did host something recently, right? Within the last like 6 or 7 years. I don't know.
I feel like she has. That's why I brought her up. She yeah, did something. She did a really good job.
She did a good job, but it was also safe. I feel like these people don't like playing it safe no more. But I understand what you're saying, though, because there's a way to do it and not hurt nobody, not attack anybody. Because
that's what ultimate, you calling her G.I. Jane?
Yeah.
You did not have to do that. You could have said she looked like a Barbie that got her wig snatched off.
True.
Because there goes that.
And he would have probably still got slapped.
I don't think so.
You know what
I mean? I don't think so. Because he went in. He was like, y'all seen? He was like, y'all seen the new G.I. Jane?
But you know what? Like, because, oh, I don't know. I just think it's not safe. I think it's not safe for them anymore. I just think it's not safe. I don't know. The other thing that I wanted to talk about is, you know, the candy sweethearts? You might see them around Valentine's Day. They're the little hearts with the yes. messages on them.
It says, I love you.
Exactly. Yes. So they're launching a situationship. Candy's line with blurry mixed messages, and what it's really giving is that, so first of all, somebody said these are the leftover ones that didn't pass inspection, because it dead ass, and I need you to come over here and look at this video, because it dead ass just looks like the normal candies just rubbed, just rubbed off. So it's giving.
Let me show y'all.
Yeah, it's giving. Could have been cute, but not really. So yeah, I don't know. I understand what they were going for, but it's a little bit of a mess. It's a little bit of a mess. Messages are, and then the box says messages are as blurry as your relationship. They try to be messy. They try to be so messy, and I'm so over it.
I just want to say, if somebody is brave enough to buy that for me, please be brave enough to catch these hands.
Period. Because very what? Much so.
That
very
is so disrespectful.
So disrespectful. I also wanted to just let everybody know that a shed removal is happening. So, you know, all those fucking, like, outdoor patio sheds that popped up during the pandemic for, like, restaurants and things like that, that's taking up a lot of parking spaces.
Money in the summertime with the outdoor dining.
Yeah, they are going to work with the restaurants to set something else up, basically, in reference to those New York City sheds.
Oh, we're going to have outdoor dining in the sky.
Yeah, it's going to be very much like probably like tables and chairs on the sidewalk, not too much.
No thanks.
No thanks.
No thanks. I like my little shed.
Yeah, the shed was cute. I'm not going to lie.
My little shed.
I'm not going to lie. The shed was cute, and I think it was also cute for, you know, whenever the cold season rolled around in New York.
And they had the little heaters at the top.
Why exactly. Was- yeah. I don't know, but I know I do. They was starting to piss me off. they was. Did you hear about the couple in the storage unit that was living in there? And then because the guy went viral on TikTok, they got kicked out. So there was this couple that was living in the storage unit, and he was basically, you know, on his TikTok showing how they was doing it, because it was a 24-hour storage unit, had a bathroom inside as well. He had it set up where, you know, they had a way to cook, they had a way to really live, like they was really doing it. And he was like, you know, this is cheaper than paying rent, we're saving up money so that we could get, you know, like a real place, like da-da-da. But you know that's mad illegal. Like, everybody knows that's mad illegal. Like, you can't live in a storage unit. Like, it's just so many violations. And, you know, the debate has been, you know, should he have released that video? Should he have blown himself up? Because now him and his girl is back on the street and right outside the storage unit. And... And I just think it's so sad, because it's like they really, I wish I had the video of like how they crib looked, because they really had it tricked out. And now look.
So first of all.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have said nothing.
Nothing.
Nathan. Nobody would have knew nothing. Yeah. Not you cooking and doing all of that stuff, washing and going to the bathroom. I go to the bathroom 1,000 times when I'm home.
Period.
Okay? 1,000 times.
Period.
How y'all did that for as long as you did that and yeah. then went on TikTok? I hope you got some TikTok money. I hope you got something to replace the money that you're about to spend.
Yeah.
Wow. Yo.
They had it.
It's called dry snitching. How you dry snitch on yourself?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Yeah, I was like, damn. It looked cute though. It looked cute.
You need to send me the video so I could.
I have to. I'm going to.
I would
find
like
it.
To see that. Because not you tricked out a storage unit.
Yeah.
Come on, that's a business. That sounds like a business.
Hello? Very much so.
Trick out my crib.
Come on, trick out my crib.
At a decent price, because y'all in the hood.
Very much. Very much. Also, in other news, unfortunately, I saw that this pastor was shot and killed by his neighbor in front of his 12 and 15-year-old. And I was just like, damn, does nobody believe in God anymore? Like, I feel like that's a straight ticket to hell. Like, that's crazy. They got into a dispute over, like, wow. some type of, like, I think some type of violations. I don't know if it was, like, housing violations or what. But, yeah.
Shot and killed in front of the man kids? And did you left them kids, he left the kids alive?
The kids are fine. The kids were actually the ones that recorded the whole thing, which is, yeah, it's a lot of trauma that's involved with this. So, yeah, just condolences to that family And hopefully, you know, justice is served in that situation. But I was just like, this is crazy. Also, did you hear about, you know Kim Burrell, right?
Yeah, what she do now?
Okay, so this made me think of you because basically Kim Burrell, during a service, she was singing, right?
Uh-huh.
I wish I could bring this up, this volume. But she was basically singing, and one of the church, you know, devotees, whatever you call them, was singing with her. And she said something along the lines of, she was like, it's a solo. She was like, God is using me right now. Don't sing with me. It's a solo. So.
Are you serious? Can you pull that up?
It's up, but I can't get the volume to you. But I'm going to send this to you. I wish I could pull this up on my phone. But yeah, when I tell you, I started dying. Yeah, because it just reminded me of you. She was like, it's a solo. God is using me right now. She was like, don't sing with me.
She kept doing that? How many times did she do it?
Twice. Yeah.
Did the person stop singing?
Yeah.
Why would you ever be singing with somebody and they singing a solo? Why would you ever be doing that? Huh, Derek? Because you do it all the time. That's why you thought of me.
Because, you know, and I understood. I understood where, you know, the person in the pew was coming from. Because sometimes you might not realize that God is also directing us to be with you in the moment. So, you know, you have your mission. I have my mission. My mission is to join you.
Oh.
So I understand her mission was probably to join her. And she gave very much, it's a solo mission. Baby. Oh my gosh. I said, if I ever, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. That's all I got. That's all I got. We're going to move on to our next segment. This is Shine a Light. This is our moment to highlight anything that we want to advertise or let folks know about. This is the place to do it. So what would you like to shine a light on?
I'm shining a light on my personal growth.
Mm.
How far I've come.
Come on.
Because it's been a journey. I also want to shine a light on my best friend, Jaquan Surge.
Come on.
This March, he is pulling up with a Black History show. There's going to be dancers, singers, and homage paid to all the beautiful Black people that came before us and paved the way.
I love that.
So I'm, like, so super excited about that and what he has in store.
It's going to happen in March?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be back to let you guys know more details as things are building.
Please, please and thank you. All right, amazing, amazing, amazing. I want to shine a light on the puzzle place. I came across a video on Instagram earlier today, and it was the intro to The Puzzle Place. Now, for those of you that may or may not know, The Puzzle Place was a show that aired during, I think, 1993 or 4, for a couple of years. And The Puzzle Place was this show about a whole bunch of different puppets. Mm-hmm. And the puppets was from all over the world. And I love The Puzzle Place. I had a whole Puzzle Place. Like, I had, like, their set. Because they all lived in a house together. And they did things together. And da-da-da. And it just gave very much unity and peace and love and tolerance. And I was like, oh, my God. This is another reason why I am the way that I am. Because I've had these things instilled within me from such a young, budding age. And, yeah, I just need to shine a light on The Puzzle Place. Because I feel like they don't make programs like The Puzzle Place no more. And they really need to. I don't know if it was like on CBS or, you know, PBS.
It probably was on PBS.
You know, something like that. Yeah. But I love The Puzzle Place. Damn. Got to shine a light on that. Another thing that I want to shine a light on is the new Mean Girls musical. So good.
I would like to see it.
You have to see. I've already seen that movie twice so far. I do plan on going back again. So let me know when you're down. Cause
you can't sit with us.
Yeah. Oh, when I tell you it's so good. It's so good. I also saw The Book of Clarence.
Okay.
So good.
Yeah.
So good.
Why y'all don't be taking me with y'all when y'all going on these? Whatever. We'll talk about that. Disgusting. I'm sick of it, y'all. Just want to say that.
So good. So good. So powerful. So black. I feel like it told the story that needed to be told.
Okay.
You know, I feel like it represented how we needed. I feel like that's how it actually went down. You know what I'm saying? That was my Nazareth. You know what I'm saying? That's how it was. That was my Jerusalem. Hello. Go see that movie. Great. And last but not least, I got to shine a light on our other co-host, Tease.
Ow.
Two and I went to join Tease at one of her classes. She's a coach at Solid Core.
I saw that.
Oh my God. When I tell you she worked us out, baby. Oh, parts of my body was tingling that I didn't even know that I had anymore. Oh, 2 days later, tingling, body sore. Muscles aching, but I loved it. I loved every part of it. And the class was so fun. She's such a great coach. She's very active. She gets the whole class going. It's an amazing time. So, you know, go catch class with Coach Leticia at Solid Core if you can. And, yeah, that's my light.
Oh, come on, Tease. Help me unbig my bag.
Come on. Unbig me. Mm-hmm. We're going to slide over into our last segment for today's show. This is Prometheus. This is where we announce a goal that we want to reach this week or a promise to ourselves that we want to make. Mo, what
promise do you have? I promise. Mm-hmm. To always be true to myself and to be confident in who God created me to be.
Come on. I don't even know if that was the right thing. But yeah, whatever. One of these buttons down here, I'm pressing.
I'm not even playing with you.
I know, right? Oh, there we go. I hit the right one, period. Oh, amazing, amazing. All right. I'm going to stop playing in y'all face. I promise that I'm a bit starting tonight. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do these Duolingo lessons, all right? Because since the beginning of this season, I think this has been on my promise list, and I have not touched it.
Haven't.
I've done the other things, you know. I established my admin day. I increased my workout regimen. I started running again. I got to get back in the gym. I'm going to throw that back on there, too. I'm going to do that. But Duolingo. I'm going to Puerto Rico in 2 weeks.
You play around.
I am playing.
You play around.
I had so much time to do my homework. And it's given last minute, about to fail the final project. No me diga. No me diga.
That's all he know.
That's all I know. That is my promise to myself. Well,
all
right, y'all.
Hold on, wait. First of all, yes. This is going to give. Please let me know that when you get there, right? Let me know if it gave. Girl, I never even needed to pull out the Duolingo because everybody here is mad American.
Well, okay. So I've been to Puerto Rico before, right? Now, I've been to the very touristy parts like San Juan, and I've also been to the more local areas. I can't remember the name. I don't know if it's like Piernas. I don't know. But I've been to the more local areas too because I stayed with my friend Skittles and, you know, like his family and stuff like that, right? This time I'm going into Ponce. And even though Puerto Rico is a U.S. territory and, you know, they do speak English over there too, some people, I think there's certain places that you go in where, you know, they more Americanized, you know what I'm saying? So I don't think Puerto Rico is going to be like, because when I went to Guatemala last year, right? I needed to know Spanish in Guatemala. I needed to know Spanish. So I was on Duolingo for 2 months prior. Because one, it was only 4 of us that traveled to Guatemala. None of us spoke Spanish. So I was like, yeah, I gotta be on my shit here, right? This time around, Tease is coming too. Tease is Spanish speaking. So I know at the end of the day, I'm gonna be good. In Guatemala, I could not play them games. And I was lit. So I'm gonna jump on it. I'm gonna do what I gotta do.
Oh, once again, doing something without me. Anyway, next. Oh,
there it is. Yeah, there it is. Go ahead. And on that note, that brings us to the end of our show. You can find me at DJSJ614 on Instagram and Twitter.
And you can find me at she_Monet on Instagram. Ow.
And you can find us at the New York Dose everywhere. Don't ever forget to stay dope.
Ow.
Stay dose.
Yes.
And stay New York. It's the New York Dose, baby. New York Dose last morning.
What's good, everybody? What's good, everybody? Welcome to the New York Dose last party.
What I say? It's feeling like a New York day. Pumping to this beat, walking to the subway, and spreading mad love, it's the Brooklyn way. Prospect Park, don't get caught after dark. Test this train running to Saratoga. You'll be fine if you do what I told you. Brownsville, never ran, never will. Brownsville, yes, still here, still. What's good? Pop off on my pill, and if you need a dose, then tune in and chill.